crime scenes are a mixed bag. A variety of dismal displays, ever-changing, yet tragically, constant. We all had our favorite crime shows on TV. You know the deal. Law enforcement arrives first. Crime scene investigators may get involved. Forensics does their part. Eventually, they remove the body and end of story. Right? But think about it. Who cleans up afterwards? Who scrubs the blood from the wallpaper, picks up the pieces scattered across the room, clears the lingering odor of death? Well, that's where we come in. My husband and I have been doing crime scene cleanup and other related work for the past 10 years. It's not the prettiest job, but someone has to do it. Follow me as I share true stories recounting jobs we've performed throughout our career. We'll cover homicides.
A disturbing discovery at an abandoned mobile home park.
Suicides.
The nation's suicide rate is at its highest point.
Toxic sites.
That house had been tented for fumigation work.
Hordes.
When police came to the house, they saw tons and tons of trash.
And a few curveballs.
They found one deceased kitten inside the home.
I want to give you a peek into the life of a cleaning job you're likely unfamiliar with. I want to let you see things through my eyes, straight from the scene, a little more detailed than the crime shows do, and hopefully put the pieces together and answer why. Coming Tuesday, October 31st, in production with Resonate Recordings, this is the cleaning of John Doe.